The flood got real a week ago today. More than 3 inches of rain fell in one day, blowing away the 1939 record, a mere inch and a half. Amber Jones and Kelsey Caverly worked downtown. They were among dozens of people who came on their lunch break to watch the river rise.
I don't think I've ever seen it like this. I mean,
you can usually stand over by that, like, no fishing sign, and it's practically underwater now, so.
I've seen the typical, there's always a little bit in the spring, but nothing of this volume.
By Friday, downtown hotels and businesses were taking on water. At that point, the biggest concern was sandbagging around the city's wastewater treatment plant. It was processing around 150 million gallons of water a day, more than triple the usual amount. Grand Rapids Mayor George Hartwell asked people to conserve water.
So if people were to cut by 10%, 20%, it's still just a fraction, but I suspect that every little bit helps. So shower with a buddy.
On Saturday, things got more serious, especially for residents of the Plaza Towers, the second tallest building in Grand Rapids.
My husband and I were having a very relaxing morning. We were hoping for a slow day.
That's Sheila Eddy, who lives on the 17th floor. Around 9 in the morning on Saturday, the power went out. Someone came over the loudspeaker system, told everyone they needed to evacuate immediately.
It actually reminded me of the scenes in Titanic where everybody's grabbing stuff and running downstairs and talking about the water rising. And we could look down the stairwell and see the water rising in the basement. So that was, it was a little dramatic.
Upstream in Lowell, the river crested Sunday, flooding the bedroom community with water. Matthew Silverman also recalls the flood of gawkers.
It's been really stressful. People were launching boats out of my backyard the other day, despite the warning to stay out of the water, despite the fact that two people have already had to be rescued down by the river. And it's been ridiculous.
But Silverman also says people banded together, working roughly 18-hour days for many days to help each other. Hundreds, if not thousands, volunteered to help throughout the region. In Grand Rapids, volunteers made close to 100,000 sandbags that people could take home for free. Others made light of the situation. Pictures of fish looking into office windows that looked more like aquariums went viral on social media. Now that the water is receding, many people are beginning to clean up and assess the damage. Kent County officials allowed more than 100 people to return home yesterday, but more than 1,000 people remain evacuated. Several hundred of them live in Plaza Towers. Drew Woodrow has no idea when they'll be able to come home. So, armed with a flashlight, he heads up the 32 flights of stairs to pick up stuff he needs to take care of his 3-month-old baby.
Great, I'm just going to look at my list. Let's see here.
That is a workout.
Woodrow and fellow Plaza Towers evacuee Sheila Eddy emphasize no one should worry about them. They're okay.
We are not encountering so many of the other things that so many other people have encountered. We have not lost our home. We have not lost, I mean, so much that so many people have. We'll see what the insurance company says. Then I'll tell you how much fun we're having.
It's still way too soon to even guess how much the record flood of Michigan's longest river will cost residents, business owners, or local governments. In Grand Rapids, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.